Angel, The DCI Ryan Mysteries, Book 4, written by L.J. Ross and read by Jonathan Keeble.
I was a strong lad and survived, but the poison was in the wound, and the wound remained forever open. Vladimir Nabokov. Prologue. Easter 1990. The hallway was quiet as the grave. Early morning light shone through the grubby window panes and sent dust motes dancing on the air, which smelled of old wood. The floorboards creaked as the girl tiptoed along, as quickly as she dared. She counted off the nun's quarters as she scurried past, keeping to the shadows. 1, 2, 3, 4. Reaching the doorway at the end, she twisted the old brass knob and slipped inside the communal bathroom. She cast furtive glances to either side and dropped to her knees to peer underneath the rickety stalls. When she was sure she was alone, she made directly for the end cubicle and climbed on top of the cracked toilet seat, then pushed her spindly legs onto the peeling windowsill above it. Layers of old paint had sealed the window permanently closed, but over the past week she had chipped away at it. When she shoved her weight against the dirty brown pane, it began to crack open. Sweat beaded her forehead as she struggled with the window, but eventually it swung wide open, letting a rush of cold air into the stale cubicle. The girl raised her face to the wind, like a caged animal scenting freedom. It was intoxicating. Eager for more, she eased her skinny body through the gap and onto the sloping roof beyond. Her bare feet clutched at the mossy tiles, and she began to crawl towards the guttering. A loose tile broke away and clattered loudly over the roof, landing distantly on the ground below. In the silent morning, the noise seemed deafening. She froze until she could be sure it had not disturbed the people inside, but she heard only the rush of her own frantic heartbeat drumming in her ears. She shuffled towards the edge and peered over, jerking back at the sight of a 50-foot drop to the hard ground below. Struck by doubt, she glanced behind her, back towards the tiny bathroom window. For a moment, the window became a dark, angry eye.
"Come back!"
She shivered and turned away from it to look out at the fields and woods lying beyond the perimeter of the grounds. She crouched there, surveying the landscape of her birth, and hope bloomed at the prospect of a brighter future, one she had never allowed herself to imagine until now. Carefully, she swung her legs over the stone wall and wrapped them around a drainpipe, which strained against her weight and let out a long metallic whine, as if it were crying out a warning to those who still slumbered inside. Her body was shaking with fatigue by the time she managed to shimmy halfway to the ground. Her legs were cut and bleeding, and the first wave of adrenaline was wearing off, leaving her chilled and hungry. She faltered, her muscles shaking as she fought to hold on. Her fingers scraped at the old metal, and a sob escaped her, echoing out into the quiet morning. With a slow inevitability, her grip loosened. She let out a strangled gasp as her body fell backwards, down and down, until it crumpled onto the tarmac far below with a sickly crunch. In the east, morning had broken. Sunshine burned through the mist, casting warm rays over the hills and glades of Northumberland, illuminating the girl's body where it lay twisted and broken. Her pale arms were outstretched, and long strands of red hair fell in a tangle around her head in a bright halo, like an angel. 26 years later. Like the shutter of a photographic lens, the man's eyes closed, but the memory of her face was imprinted upon him forever, the soft skin of a girl blossoming into a woman. Tears clogged his throat and began to fall down the man's face. The pain was still fresh. It followed him as a constant, unrelenting ache that festered and fed off his flesh like carrion. His angel. All these years later, she still walked beside him. Each day he saw her, a reflection in a shop window, a glimpse in the face of a passing woman. And each night, when he slept, they were together again,